The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, plant people. Welcome to the third and final interview with the Canadian peat moss industry leaders. This is an interview with a natural resource manager for a very popular potting soil company, Premier Potting Soil Mix, which is actually the founders for ProMix and all the garden type soil mixes that we do use. So I'm excited for these three interviews. Be sure to check out the original two. One was with the president of the CSMP, oh my goodness, the Canadian Sphagnum Moss and Peat Association in Canada, and then also a plant biologist who is involved in reclamation of peat bogs in Canada. That is such a tongue twister. Let's get into the interview.
And peat is our main natural resource that we use for producing our substrates.
And you also use coconut coir as well too, right?
Yeah, coconut coir is part of our product offering as well. It's not a... It's not as big in volumes as the peat that we use, but it is one of the components that we use in our substrates.
So as a natural resource manager, what is your education or your history in regards to studies or collection of information that you've developed over the years?
Yeah, I have a background in terrestrial ecology. After my I did a PhD in Sherbrooke University in Quebec, and after my degree, I worked a little bit in the forestry forest ecology research, and after that I've been involved in the natural resources with Permitec for the past 7 years. So everything is interconnected, the natural environments, the environment where we operate, where we have an impact. So I think being an ecologist by training is a great platform for understanding the concerns that people have in regarding peat.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the reason why I even reached out to you guys in the first place was because as an influencer, I've been a gardener, a houseplant person for decades at this point. And I never realized that there was this turmoil in regards to the use of peat until I was an online presence. And then I started realizing pretty much every time I posted a video, someone realized I was using peat, I would get at least one or two comments that to me seemed misguided in regards to peat. So if there was one thing that you could take out as a rumor or a misconception about peat, what would that be?
Well, I think there is this conception that peat is mostly used for home gardening, which is true. It is widely used for home gardening, but it's also one of the pillars for professional growers in North America for producing plants. And when I say producing plant, I'm thinking about edibles. I'm thinking about food security, as well as nurseries for trees. And peat moss is the main component of the substrates for professional growing media. So it really has a very crucial importance in terms of the supply chain for producing in greenhouse and nurseries in North America and in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there a reason why, because I know you gave me a ton of information about the importance of peat, but why would someone, when we're talking about food security or reforesting a cut block, whatever the case is, you said you worked in forestry. And so what is the purpose of using peat over coconut coir? Is it that it's more effective and it's, you know, more guaranteed, or is it just cost? What is the reason for using the peat?
Peat, for one, performs really well. It is available locally in North America. It's also from the location and the type of environment where sphagnum peat moss grows. It is naturally exempt from pathogens. That's a very important reason for professional growers that want control over their production and they want certainty that there is no pathogen in their greenhouse. It's also a material that is available in a certain volume locally to make sure production is achieved. So it's a very important component for these reasons, but also because it works very well and it performs. And if you want to, you know, we use cocoa as well, so it's still a very important component of our growing media as well. There is with cocoa, there's a different it comes from a long way from home. And nowadays with all the uncertainties around supply chains and shipping, it's certainly there's certainly some concerns over the availability of the material. So so yeah, it's
guaranteed.
Just, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I am I can reuse peat substrate, or I typically reuse peat substrates personally, mostly because of my pocketbook, and then also just because of the fact that we talk about all the time, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle. There are people that microwave their peat. There's people that put their peat in the oven to reuse it. Should you be reusing peat in a gardener, like a low-key gardener setup, or should you always be getting new bags? And if you reuse it, should you be sterilizing or do anything crazy like that? Or would it just be more so like a revitalization with like a compost or a vermicast, whatever the case is?
Yeah. I'll provide my natural resource manager point of view. I'm not, for the record, I'm not a horticulture specialist in terms of, substrate science, but what I know about reusing the peat is so a substrate is a mix of ingredients, right? So it evolves with the plant growing. So if you're producing a crop in a soil-less environment in a peat moss based substrate, the content of the substrate will evolve as the plant grows. So in terms of having a professional grower want to have a control over their production, and they want to prevent any issue they might have with their production that carry over to the next generation of crops, they typically do not reuse their substrate. However, the substrate after its first use can be really efficiently reused in terms of soil conditioning, for instance. Mm-hmm. It could be used to,
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The soils can benefit from organic matter and aeration, what is provided with the substrate. So we certainly encourage people reusing their substrates, but not necessarily with the same application, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Clay soils, sandies, even loam soils will benefit from like an incorporation or a top dressing of peat. And I actually do that. I reused some of my peat here just yesterday to plant some seeds. I put my seeds on the surface of my soil, and then I did like a top dressing of old potting soil mix just to help with moisture retention, germination, that sort of thing. So I do agree with that for sure. One thing we often see as gardeners is using straight compost. What are your thoughts on this from a natural resource management type person? As someone who studied soils, I'm hesitant to check off on this due to volatilization, leaching, just in general, overapplication can cause lots of nutrient tie-ups, things like that. But from your perspective, what do you have to say to someone who's using a straight compost without a peat mixed in or without mixing it into the soil, whatever the case is?
Yeah, and we have composting facilities. So our team deals with the environmental aspects of these facilities as well. So a compost in itself, it's a very wide definition because compost can be composed of very different materials. So, many of the compost available use manure, for instance, or will have different components that may induce a risk for pathogens. So that's certainly a concern for professional growers and homologation of products. There's also composting is a process where you start with a lot of material and you end up with a very little. So if there's a risk for contaminants, they tend to be more concentrated into the finished compost. So not to say that compost isn't important, it's still a very important component, but using straight compost is not necessarily working for professional grower, but it's certainly important as a soil conditioner.
Yeah.
And also something I forgot to say is also the texture of compost. When a compost is finished, it's typically very fine in mm-hmm. texture. So typically what growers will look for is a fluffy aerated product. So it may not work with the professional applications, but it's still important as a component.
Yeah, absolutely. And I encourage the same thing as a component, not as a sole resource, because we see a lot of this in the gardening community right now is like a no dig straight compost mix. And I always try to encourage people to incorporate other amendments in there because we see sometimes really poor growth and a straggly looking growth. And I think that is, like you said, from that amplification of potential toxins or unnecessary nutrients, whatever the case is. So I do have some concerns with that. So it's good to see someone else's kind of seeing it from my perspective too, as it's an amendment. It's great great amendment. I use it, but it should be used in conjunction with other mediums.
Yeah, it's important. When I said contaminant, but sometimes it doesn't need to be high. Like it doesn't need to be. It's not like diesel or
yeah.
Sometimes it's just like a mineral is yeah. in excess and will
yeah.
Impede the growth for different types of crops. So yeah,
it's a- yeah, yeah, I totally agree. I've seen that. I've seen soil tests before from people's gardens who tested the soil, but they actually just sent in a compost sample. And I've seen some micronutrients just through the roof. And I was like, you're gardening straight compost. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, well, that technically is toxic to the plant. Like, yes, the plant needs it. But when it's in that much excess at a certain pH, you know, it does cause issues. So, can we look forward to any new science on the horizon for gardeners or just in the natural resource perspective that you guys are doing? I know there's a big push for pH neutralized potting soils. You see that with a lot of like the more bougie high class potting soils. But from my understanding and some of the research I've done with Premier Tech, you guys are already do like a neutralization of the peat itself before it's sold to the grower on large scale or small scale. I've seen footage of you guys throwing in lime, all that sort of stuff. So what does Premier Tech already come with that necessarily isn't labeled on the package that can benefit your plants? And is there any new technology you can give my subscribers insiders to?
Well, there's certainly a lot of exciting research that I'm sure that in the years to come, we'll see more and more renewable material into mixes. I feel peat will still have a very important role in substrate science, but what I'm expecting to see is more renewable fibers going to supplement the peat. It is exciting for, I'd say, two different reasons. For one, those fibers or these materials will be renewable, which is great. But also, it will help reducing pressure on peat supply. We are aware that peat is peatlands are precious areas and precious environments, and it is certainly a resource that needs to be wisely used. So if you reduce the pressure on this raw material, it's certainly promoting wise use of peat, that's for sure. And that's another exciting mm-hmm. reason.
Yeah.
And, I think right now there's a lot of thinking around how the climate is changing and how it will change the way we produce crops. And we want to be more self-sufficient in terms of producing our food. And there's a lot of traction now with, you know, home gardening and also producing more locally and in greenhouses, for instance. So this will lead to very interesting outcomes in terms of substrate science, that's for sure.
Awesome. I want to thank you so much for coming on, Pierre Olivier. Jean, I've screwed that up so many times. I'm so sorry. I'm from Saskatchewan. We have zero French here. Just kidding. If you have any closing thoughts on Canadian peat industry, I support you guys. I understand how important it is to our economy. I don't think people understand the scale in which this industry is used across Canada, not just Eastern Canada. I know that there's some peat facilities even here in Saskatchewan. Any closing comments you want to give the subscribers or information?
Yeah, I just go with saying that our industry, we love peat, but we also love peatlands. So that's my take-home message. And wise use of peat is the reason why we're here. So
yeah, that's such a good that's such a good closing comment. Okay, I want to thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
And we're gonna get the next one on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.